From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In New York today, a federal judge sentenced former ImClone CEO Samuel Waxell to 7 years and 3 months in prison for Waxell's role in an insider trading case. Waxell pleaded guilty last year to tipping his family to news that the Food and Drug Administration would not accept an application for ImClone's cancer drug, Erbitux. Waxell's family sold their stock before the news became public. Waxell will also pay $4 million in fines and back taxes. We're joined now by NPR's Snigdha Prakash, who's been following the case. Snigdha, 7 years and 3 months for Samuel Waxell. Is that a tough sentence?
You bet it is, Melissa. It's at the upper end of what's recommended under federal sentencing guidelines. The judge considered none of the ameliorating factors he could have, such as Waxell's role in developing an important cancer drug. Instead, he scolded Waxell for being lawless, arrogant, and abusing his position of trust as ImClone's CEO. And then he handed down just what the prosecutors asked for, 7+ years in prison for Sam Waxell.
And let's run through some of the charges that got Mr. Waxell that sentence.
Well, first of all, trading on inside information is something that every corporate executive knows is illegal. There are no gray areas in the law about dumping shares before bad news breaks. From the point of view of prosecutors, Waxell did something even worse than that. He lied to them under oath to cover up that insider trading. As one legal expert told me today, perjury is the ultimate mortal sin for prosecutors. It's an act of defiance, and they like to see it punished very severely. I should add that the charges for which Waxell was sentenced today also include bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and evading sales tax on art purchases. He's pled guilty to some of these charges, but not all of them.
And is the thinking that the government is trying to make an example of Samuel Waxell?
Well, sure. Waxell's the first CEO to be sentenced in this bumper crop of white-collar crime. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Schachter made it clear to the court today that the government wanted to send a message to investors. And here's the message he said the government wants to send. The stock market isn't rigged. The government also appears to be sending a message to other corporate executives it's investigating. Cooperate, and we may be lenient. Stonewall, as Waxell did, and you'll go to prison for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Martha Stewart is also caught up in the ImClone scandal. What might this sentencing today have to do with her case?
Well, Melissa, nothing directly. Stewart is charged with conspiring with her broker, Peter Bakanovic, who was also Waxell's broker, to cover up evidence of her own alleged insider trading in ImClone stock. She maintains she's innocent. Waxell hasn't cooperated with the government in that investigation, either because there's nothing for him to tell, or because he's loyal to his friend Martha Stewart. One former federal prosecutor I spoke to today said this harsh sentence may change Sam Waxell's mind for him.
And when does Samuel Waxell head off to prison?
Quite soon. He went home today with an electronic ankle bracelet. The bracelet will monitor his movements. He's under house arrest. The judge has ordered Waxell to turn himself in to federal prison on the 2nd of July. Waxell wants to serve his time at a federal prison in Florida.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash.